mothers.
And others.
This is a compilation for International Women's Day. And just so that you know, a lot of what we were recording was done under the cloak of COVID. So you're going to hear babies. You might even hear a mother death stare. Do you reckon we can hear those?
I can work out the frequency for that. My ears can pick those up.
Yeah. So if you hear anything that doesn't quite sound beautiful, just know that that's okay. Because we're here. We're music mothers and others, and we're celebrating it all. Even the otherness of the sound. Hey.
I agree. Enjoy.
Our music mothers and others guest is Nadi Simpson.
I said the other day to somebody, you know, I've always felt really selfish for being an artist or wanting to write or wanting to be a musician and trying to have a creative career, because it's sort of you got to put that first. And, you know, on reflection, I think that for most of my son's life I've been doing creative things, and we don't have, not that it's about that, we don't have a lot to show for it, but what we do have, I think, the kind of in the output of those creative things is that we are highly attuned to other people. And I think, well, if that's the kind of mother I am, if I, you know, make the mistake of not spending as much time as I feel I should, yet I have a son and, you know, nieces and nephew who are able to be empathetic, sympathetic, who are able to relate and are comfortable with all different types of people, then, you know, that's a really hard thing to teach. They only understand it by seeing it, you know. So that's the kind of payoff. We all want to be superwoman, and we all wish we could do more. But I think we can see those very deep things working in people, and those things are the things that allow us to not feel so guilty and keep creating.
Have you felt a need to switch off from work when you're with your family, or do you just sort of see it as one big blending of the two worlds coming together?
I think it's more of a blending. I mean, because a lot of the stuff that I like to create is around culture. So when I'm getting into cultural things, like, hey, son, listen, what do you think about this? And how do you feel about it? Because I'm actually, it's not about the art. It's about our understanding of who we are, you know, and how we fit into things. And
it's so sad. I mean, it's beautiful how you described being an artist and thinking about being an artist, but it's so sad that we have to think about art as something that's selfish. I just sort of sit there and think, you're absolutely right. You're teaching something that can't be taught any other way in some ways. And if you were a corporate banker, you wouldn't see your kids anymore. In fact, you'd see them a lot less.
Yeah, exactly.
But one so revered and so appreciated, and the other's like, what are you lot doing? You know, get a haircut and a real job, you know, it's terrible.
Yeah. And I mean, when I thought about that, and I thought, oh, gee, you know, you shouldn't be that hard on yourself. But I realised in that thought process, the sort of work that I want to do, it's not that I don't want to work, but the work I want to do doesn't seem to be there. And it was only when I realised that the way that I need to work is a bit of that and a bit of this and a bit of music and some writing and some talking to people. That's really hard work, and that suits me. And so now I've got a lot of balls in the air, and it satisfies me getting distracted because I've always got something else to get onto, and I'm able to work in that way. And I think the selfish part of it, when I said I was being selfish, because I couldn't see what I needed to do. So now I'm looking forward actually to not feeling guilty about being creative and seeing what that does to my work and how I interact with people and my family and our happiness.
Hello, my friends. My name is Nadi. I'm a Yuluroi woman and a Sango and a totem, and you are tuned in to Music Mothers and Others.
So Liz and I are interested in thinking about what changes to the music industry or the way live performance events are held could you recommend that might make it a bit more pleasurable for an artist or a concert goer or something like that to bring your kids along to?
Well, I'm lucky to be sort of involved in talks with Indigenous artists all over Australia, and we're having a the same conversation, parallel conversation about how, what do we need for an industry that sort of supports and encourages and empowers us as Aboriginal people. Part of the way I interact with that question is that, you know, we need to create it for ourselves because no one's going to do it, you know. That for us as Indigenous people, saying, you know, maybe the if we're asking for all these changes in the industry, maybe it's just set up the wrong way, and we need to say our success looks different, the drivers are different, the outcomes are different, the products, if there are any, are for a different reason. We're starting to talk about, well, how, what do we need, what do we want, and most importantly, not how do we do it for others, but how do we do it to sustain each other? So they're the sort of yarns that we're thinking about now. It's really hard when you've got this big monster of industry that tell you to have product and promote yourself and, you know, do it this way, and actually everyone who can help you do it is actually part of that big machine. So, and my sister Lucy, who's an artist, she's a great inspiration to me. She is all about not quiet as in volume, but or small as in scale, but quiet and small in strength. Do you know what I mean? Oh, that doesn't sound right in English, but the strength can also be low volume. The strength can also be in small things, because in those moments you are connecting, creating community with other women. So, you know, I'd love to, let's solve all those problems right now. But I think women know in the way that we are with each other.
I love that answer. I think, but there's no reason why we can't actually rewrite those rules, which are probably made by male figures in business and who perhaps don't understand the needs of women performers.
She left the kids at home with their wives to look after, right?
Yeah, that's right. I reckon it's really exciting to think about female music economy, because it would be completely different to what is there now. Imagine if, you know, they gave us all a space to dream that up with some toys in the corner and, you know, put on lunch and a lot of coffee. That would be good. That's really exciting for me.
Hi, this is Shelley.
Hi, this is Liz. If you want to hear more, come and visit us at musicmothersandothers.com.